Hi, my name is Lore and welcome to Life Will Provide, a podcast about learning to trust in life and knowing that you're always taken care of. Hello, hello, welcome back. Welcome to another episode. Today, I wish to share a few things about being. So a couple of years ago, I heard the advice. Well, someone was suggesting to, for 1 month, to just be like 10 minutes a day. So for 10 minutes a day, you would just sit down or lie down and you would do nothing, like no meditation, no doing, no techniques. You would just be. And I found that very intriguing and I didn't manage to do it. The ego wants to just do things the whole time. I would, for example, like before reading my book, I would maybe just sit down for like a minute or something. So I would bring in these moments of not doing anything and becoming present, but I didn't actually do it as like a challenge or a like an experiment or anything like that. And while being here at the Hermitage, I mean, it started before as well, but I really feel that call to just be. Ramana Maharshi says that the highest form of meditation is to just be. And I can see why. Because even in like meditation, we tend to use the breath. We tend to use certain techniques. So there's still some kind of doing involved. There isn't just like a full accepting of every moment. So what I'm doing now is I set myself a 49-day kind of retreat, I guess, which finishes on Christmas on the 25th of December. And I told myself not to do any reading in these 49 days and to use my free or my spare time to just be. So I am working still at the center here. But whenever I'm not working, I'm just being. And today I was just lying on the grass, just, you know, watching the clouds. And I felt such a deep joy rising. And I wasn't doing anything. I was just being. I'm now, when I'm recording this, I'm 1.5 weeks in, let's say. And I notice that it's getting better now, but the ego really wants to like go to the phone and distract itself. So I would really just leave my phone behind and then just go lie on the grass. Go and sit in the meditation hall and just sit there and just be without having my phone near. So I'm very curious what and if it's going to bring me something, but I'm already noticing like inspiration coming. I'm noticing much less thoughts that arise. Higher levels of peace already. I'm also doing the self-inquiry, which I have mentioned before in one of the previous episodes, but I will speak about it more because I'm finding it so powerful and it is so simple at the same time. But it is very, very difficult for humans to just be. We are so conditioned to always needing to do things that it feels so uncomfortable and so awkward to just sit there. I went to the print shop last week and, you know, while normally I would be on my phone checking things or often reading just like a book, for like 20 minutes I would just sit there and just look around and, yeah, just be. And there's this aliveness when you just are. I mean, it's just like being fully in the present moment, I think. Now I think of it. That's what I was. And you know, the intention as well is to do everything as mindfully as possible. You know, that whenever I am doing something that needs to be done, to do it so mindfully. And so, yeah, I'm sharing this with you. Well, A, because, you know, I have this podcast and I want to share things with you. But B, I just want to give this as like inspiration or as a suggestion. And Katie, my friend, she really has been taking like huge steps forward in her awakening by just doing this. Just be. Forget about the thoughts that say you need to go and clean up, wash up, call someone, answer your phone. You just ignore that and you just stay where you are and just be. It's something that everyone can do. Even if it's just like 10 minutes a day, I really encourage you to try this. And it will feel awkward in the beginning. And like I say, the ego will be very active and it wants you to keep doing some things. That's one of the ways it keeps itself alive. So enjoy the being. Enjoy being in your own space, in your own energy, in your own company. It is the best company. So start with 10 minutes and you can just build it up and bring moments of presence into your life as well. That would be great. I will definitely keep you posted on how it is going. But yeah, I feel that there are many jewels to be found. It definitely feels that like I'm on the right track, let's say. I mean, we can never not be on the right track, but it feels good for me to be doing this now, especially because I have this tendency, most people do, to look outside of myself for answers. And I love reading books They inspire me so much. But at the same time, I'm also aware that at this stage, books are more like a hindrance, keeping me stuck in my mind, than that they are like a tool. And that doesn't mean that I'm never going to read any books anymore, but for now, it's so great to have a break from reading books and using that time to just be with myself and be in this own energy. So yeah, maybe after listening to this episode, you may want to give it a try to just be for 10 minutes. It may not do much, or at least it may seem like it's not doing much, but over time you will notice differences, inspiration will come, solutions will come, and not necessarily in those 10 minutes, but afterwards as well. That's how powerful it can be. Yeah, if you're doing some kind of being challenge or whatever, you can even do it with some friends if you want some support. I wish you good luck and enjoy. That was it from me about being. Thank you so much for listening. And yeah, I wish you a beautiful day. Goodbye. Thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider subscribing to Life Will Provide and leaving a rating and or review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever podcast app you use.